Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Is your garden blighted by green flies at the moment? Well, when author Catherine Carton noticed that her plants were under attack, she decided to investigate the most eco-friendly way to tackle the problem, introducing ladybirds.
Yes.
Catherine, you're here with us. You love ladybirds.
Back in spring, I was after getting the old Mr. Middleton catalogue in the door. I was having a flick and I saw there was ladybug larvae for sale. But I knew that you had to have food in your garden in order to get them. You can't just get them if there's nothing for them to eat. So then a few weeks later, I was doing a bit of gardening and I noticed my hellebores were absolutely chomped and riddled with green fly and aphids, and the roses were starting to kind of grow as well. So I noticed them and I was like, lovely, I actually can experiment now. They've something to eat. So I ordered me box of ladybug larvae. They came within a few days and then I started putting them around the garden. So you have to wait until you have a mild enough day. So now is perfect time. It was around about early April, I did mine, but it was actually mild. So you put them out in the evening or early in the morning. So you spray.
What do they look like when you put, because I can imagine getting this box of stuff now and going, I don't know what this is and how to use it, but I'll read the instructions.
My postman is like, what is this today? He's like, if it's not bees, it's ladybugs in the post. So it comes in a tiny box, a bit bigger than a matchstick. There's some white shredded paper in it and they look like nits. Like
lovely.
CMI, they look like nits. And they look like teeny tiny kind of alligators. They're very small. And if you actually saw these on your plant, you would think that they're a pest themselves. So you could easily kill these if you're out spraying. So you dampen the plant. It was already after raining, so I was grand. And you do that because they're really dehydrated, apparently, when you get them in the box. So you put two or three per infected plant. And apparently, the larvae, they're born hungry. So once they hatch, they eat. And one of them can eat 400 to 500 of these aphids in the 3 weeks while they were larvae.
They're machines.
They're absolute machines. So for 3 weeks, they will be larvae, so they can't fly off. So they'll do the heavy work for you. Then after 3 weeks, they'll pupate and they'll become adults, which they can then fly off. So your investment could fly off into your neighbour's garden.
But they have babies.
But they have babies. So if you still have, if you leave all of the green fly, if you leave all of the aphids and stuff and you have enough plants and shelter for them in the garden, they will lay eggs and then they will continue on. So I think the message is if you leave things long enough, a solution will come. And obviously a strong plant, so some people are like, oh, well, aphids actually damage a plant. So if you have a strong, you know, rose bush or a strong plant, it probably won't. A few aphids is grand. But if you have like a weaker plant or young seedlings, they love fresh new growth. So if you're overfeeding in the garden and you've all this luscious growth, that's what they're going to go for. But if it's a strong plant, it'll be grand. But you can experiment with bringing the ladybugs in. Now, I obviously bought mine, but you can bring them in for free, entice them into the garden.
Well, how do you do that? Plant the right kind of things that they
so
like?
So when I was doing a bit of digging, two things that kept popping up was marigolds and calendulas and herbs. So dill and fennel. So they kept coming up as plants to companion plant with, if you have a veg bed, put in the marigolds, calendulas, interplant with them.
Because what you're trying to do is say to
attract
the ladybirds, come,
yeah,
on,
come on in.
Yeah,
come on into the bugs. So I think the message is, like, to not spray. And sometimes people will use, so there's like a good one people do is, oh, well, I just throw my dish soap on the roses and my roses are beautiful. But the problem with doing that is you're going to kill everything, not just aphids. So if you do have, like, even hoverfly larvae apparently is really good for aphids. So the problem with that is you're going to kill everything. You can also wipe them off as well with a tissue. Some people do that and throw them in.
Too much, it's going to take too much time.
Yeah, too much time. So try to encourage everything to come into the garden. Birds are great as well.
So do you have to buy more of this ladybug larva now, or are you done? So they live there?
I'm done, but they disappeared, and I was like, oh no, they're disappeared.
Gone.
But so did my green fly disappear. And then I have this mini meadow, another little experiment in the front garden. And just the other day, I was having a little look to see what was in it. And there's actually ladybugs in that. So they've just moved to another area in the garden. So if you have enough for them to kind of forage, they will go around.
And how is the garden doing generally in the hot weather that we've been having?
Mine's been doing grand because we've had a lot of rain. So we had obviously the really, really dry 2 weeks, and then we got compensated with the torrential rain. So I think they've been grand because we're getting the balance of the sun and the rain. The only thing now, the bees have struggled because we had an amazing start to their season. So the bees got, like, you had all of the spring flowers, trees and flowers. So they were foraging, that hives got really big really quick. And then we had the really bad weather. So when we have that bad weather, they can't get out to forage. So they eat the stores. So they've eaten my honey.
Right.
And
okay.
Yeah. So,
because I was watching your videos last night on Instagram, and it's Dainty Little Dress, isn't it?
Dainty Dress Diaries.
Dainty Dress Diaries. Yeah. And you're giving syrup to the bees, and you've one hive, and you seem to be very friendly with that hive, and you like them. And then you opened another hive, and you said, these guys are savages.
Savages.
Why?
It can be it can be your queen, but these ones were just, they were in the midst. So they had a virgin queen that had gone out to mate. So they were not queenless. They were waiting on her to mate. And with the bad weather, I was like, she's not going to be able to go off. And because they do a mating flight, she flies off and then she'll mate with a load of drones. And then she flies back. But obviously, if the weather is bad, there's a chance of her dying along the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, she has since she's come back, and they calmed down straight away.
So when you went there, she was gone.
She was gone. She wasn't in the hive. And I had done a test frame of eggs to make sure that there was like a queen that gone off, and they were just really spicy. You could feel the energy. And then my other hive, I had done swarm control on them, and they have a lovely queen. So that you can have loads of hives in different temperaments.
You know the bees so well.
Yeah, you know their temper. As soon as you walk up, you'll know them. You can feel the mood in the air. But if the weather is bad, it's mad how they know everything. So they can feel a storm coming. Like, there was a sunny day, I was checking them. They were very spicy. And then that evening we had thunder. And a lot of beekeepers will say, like, they will feel the change in the atmosphere and the weather. So, yeah, they get a bad mood when the weather's bad. So just like us.
And are you going to get a harvest from these bees now, or have they eaten all their...
They've eaten all... I had to... The one where I thought I was going to get a harvest, they've eaten. So they just have enough food for themselves. And then the other one, I had to supplement them. So there's a thing called the June gap with bees. So the next crop that's going to come in is clover. So... Don't cut, if you have clover in your grass, please don't cut it. Leave it for a few weeks.
Leave it for the bees.
And berries as well. If you have blackberry bushes, they love them.
Catherine, always lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in. Catherine Carton there, author and DIY expert.